In the Newsroom, brought to you by Swakopmund Hotel and Entertainment Centre.
The shadow of Namibian involvement in the Phalaphala robbery stalks the presidency. In the latest news, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa's head of security, Wally Ruda, told the public prosecutor that President Hage Geingob sent a helicopter to no man's land on the border with South Africa to collect him and Ramaphosa's advisor. But the presidency has continued to deny any involvement whatsoever. In the newsroom speaks to Frederico Links, a researcher at the Institute of Public Policy Research, about what appears to be becoming a can of worms.
If more of this sort of information comes out, you know, at some point they have to sit down and consider, look, if there is the possibility that there's evidence and information that contradicts what we're saying, we have to sort of preempt that and factor that into, you know, our communications around this. And not just go out there and deny things, but consider that, you know, there were other people involved and those people might come forward and put information on the table that contradicts what we have to say. I mean, you have to be proactive and anticipatory in your communications in something like this. Because just flat out denying, and then somebody comes out of the woodwork and says, no, but this happened and this is said under oath. And this is said in the latest information comes out of statements made to Public Protector in South Africa. So, I mean, you have to look at this and say, you know, is there more? What else was said and be proactive and preemptive and anticipatory in your communications in a situation like this. And that doesn't appear to be the approach of the presidency. They're just denying, and then information comes out, and now they have to deny it again. I mean, it sort of puts, you know, if you're the one sort of implicated in this sort of thing, it constantly looks like you're on the defensive, and you're the one lying, if there's anybody lying here. So the presidency comes out looking dishonest in its denials, which really isn't a good look for the presidency. I think there needs to be an open accounting for this whole episode, you know, to put this embarrassment to bed once and for all, and not let, you know, sort of others steer the communications and information around this. And we have to bear in mind a lot of this is aimed at you know, damaging the position of the sitting South African president, Cyril Ramaphosa. And it's coming out from people who are, you know, find themselves in factions that are opposed to him. And this is how it will be used. So, I mean, and Namibia shouldn't be dragged into factionalized ANC politics in South Africa. Really, it rather just account openly for what happened. And we move on from there, rather than, you know, this is playing out in the context of South African politics and especially anti-Ramaphosa, pro-Jacob Zuma factionalization of the ANC at the moment. And this is how this information is sort of leaking into the media in South Africa. So, I mean, really, the presidency needs to come out and just openly account for this and put everything on the table and say, look, we might have acted hastily and so on, but this is what happened.
In the Newsroom, brought to you by Swakopmund Hotel and Entertainment Centre.